Blog Talk Radio.
Today is July the 30th, 2014. I can't believe we're halfway through the summer, and I'm not sure what happened to it. So if you happen to see it hanging around somewhere, can you please send it back? You're listening live on air to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, and you're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And yes, I just happen to be Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. Let's give God some praise today. Amen. Praise to God. All right. We're kicking things off, and we're going to liven things up because tonight is called Gospel Banner. Yes, it's a combination of some information regarding Toronto's very own Carabana. And, yes, I'm going with the traditional name because that is what it's called, that's what it should be called, and that's what it always will be called deep within our hearts. And if I can give a shout-out to my folks out there in the wonderful, wonderful island of Barbados, I'm giving a shout-out to my family and to my friends, and I just want to say hey from Pastor J. Rouse Show, because they're gearing up this weekend also for Crop Over. So everybody's celebrating some form of carnival. We've got some information for you. We have some amazing guests tonight, some updates, and we are going to do it right. So let's kick things off with our friend JD there with Caribbean Praise.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Caribbean. Good to see you, master. We'll take you there. Yeah, I put your hand in the air. Let's go. We are from a little island, Trinidad, and we know who's the Almighty One, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this country.
One.
God made things and we are only obedient to whatever he puts in our lives. And so we have to accept what he does, and we have no idea everything that he has, because he is God and we are but servants. Amen. But if nothing else, you got to remember first and foremost that you are blessed. Amen. And who could say it better than my friend, Mr. Vegas?
The blessing, Father God blessing. One more blessing, adopt the blessing, adopt the blessing, them can't stop me. I am blessed.
Them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. One if them a wicked, so what them in a race. You know them want back the little foot from me plate. But I got over devil a help with them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. Every day of my life I am blessed.
God bless me up. Watch over me. So when the wicked rise, judgment for them. Me 10 years, me I make it. Someday I had to sit down, but me a tour. Hands up from you, now bow stand. Well, I make me big up, me friend them. Live up your rhythm, it have a place. Irish auntie, no worry, everything straight. See?
I am blessed.
One bad mind, God knows me. Me love woman, me father him. That's why me born. And enough of them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. Only for them a wicked, so what them in a race. You know them want back the little foot from me plate. But I got over devil a help with them straight.
I am blessed.
Amen. He says he let the rocks cry out. But you know what? When we can teach our kids to do that, well, we'll let them cry out. Amen. And how much more can we be blessed? Praise God. All right. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. We might be having gospel banner tonight and have some amazing guests. But at the same point, we always have to look to the Lord, because we can't do anything without him. Won't you join me? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I praise your holy name. Father, you know how I'm feeling this evening, Father God, and so I claim your breath to help me to breathe better. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seek and we reach out this night for those who are looking for something a little extra. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so for that, we are truly thankful and grateful that you have taken upon yourself, as horrible and horrid as we might act at times, that you always forgive. And you saw fit to raise us up this morning. And as simple as it is, it means the world to someone who didn't rise up. But, Father, we thank you that even if that day should come, that we know that if we do it right, we can be with you, Father God, and live all eternally and everlasting in great health and in perfect peace. But, Father, as we stay here now awaiting for your arrival, Father, we just ask you to continue to bless us, Lord. Bless our family, our friends, and our neighbors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you in times of trouble and know that you will go before us. We ask for a hedge of protection all around us, Father God, so no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I declare and declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our listeners, Father, will be blessed beyond words, that they would have no other way to explain it, but to shout it and declare it from the mountaintop. Father God, use us and let us testify so you may be praised and honored and glorified, Father, because we know all things are possible because of you and through you. Father, we look to those who are mourning. Father, we ask for a comforter to touch their hearts. Heal their wounds, Father God. Those who are dealing with sorrow and depression and sadness and loneliness, Father God, only you can intervene. Father God, we need you to feel and know what they are going through, that you would allow something of joy to come into their life. You said you would give it to us and more abundantly. So, Father God, we claim it in the glorious name of Jesus. And, Father, as we continue to move ahead with the show, Father, take over right now and have your way. Let all that I say be pleasing unto your sight. And, Father, we ask for a special blessing on our guests this evening, Sister Josette and Brother Veneer and their families and friends and their neighbors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would continue to use them, Father God. You would continue to lift them. Fill your words into everything they say. Father God, let them be an example that everyone would know that when they meet these two and they experience their gifts of music and all that they do, that they know that they are not only filled with Jesus, but they have been with Jesus. But Father, right now, we ask that you go forth, bless us now. And we give you all glory, honor, and praise, not because we have to, but because you so deserve it. We leave it now, trusting and believing in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, he's an awesome God, and I believe a young lady by the name of Alicia Ann Whitfield said that, and I have to agree with her. But if you don't believe me, listen for yourself. This is Pastor J. Rouse Show, live on air.
Hey. I did joy.
I get tears, even in the midst of chaos, when everyone is stressing down.
Yes, he's an awesome, awesome God. Listening to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show live on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Last week, we did something different. Some people noticed. Others could figure out what was so different. Well, we'll be doing something different again very, very soon, so stay tuned. We have a few announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks of some things that are going to be taking place in September, and it's going to be exciting because that's what we do here on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show. Now, if you need to contact us, feel free. You can contact us on Facebook. It's the Pastor Jay Rouse Show or Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You can also email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com. And yes, I like to tweet because I'm like the little bird, the little sparrow, the one that the Lord has his eye on, and we're on Twitter. But remember, there's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Amen. Praise God. We've got all kinds of exciting things happening. I want to thank our callers last week for some of the input we had. I just want to do a shout-out to Brother Herbert to let him know that we did put him on the prayer list and his son, so don't think we forgot about you, praise God. Okay, now, coming up next week, I said we were going to have international hip-hop gospel rapper Promise on the show, and I said a promise is a promise. So yes, we're coming through and we're fulfilling our promise because we believe in promises are sacred, because I'm telling you, as I said on the show, a promise is all we have to stand on when it comes to God Almighty. And so we certainly got to make sure we make sure everyone understands that when a promise is made, it should be kept. So Promise will be here next Wednesday live on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show. And please check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. We have a ton of events coming up, and next week we will announce a few more. And we have a few things happening this weekend, as you all know. Lots of carnival, festival, caravana. We have a gazillion guests in town, and you know it's packed up. Toronto gets packed up caravana weekend. I tell you, people be sleeping anywhere on caravana weekend because they just want to be in town. And so we just hope that everyone is going to be safe and have some good fun and make sure that they can stay out of trouble. Amen. Now, we know the crop over is also happening in Barbados the same weekend, so we want to give a shout-out and make sure that they are going to be looking after themselves as well. Praise God. Now, we don't want to miss any birthdays, and we've got a couple things coming up. There were a lot of award shows on the weekend and last weekend. We've got several coming up this week. So we've got somebody that you need to hear from because he's a buddy of mine, and I call him my twin. And he's going to be coming on the show because, unfortunately, he came to my city from out of town, and I was shocked when I found out he was here, and I didn't get to connect up with him, so I'm heartbroken, but I had to tell him the truth. I didn't really want to connect with him. I wanted to connect with his beautiful wife, and I tell you, they got the most wonderful little boy, and I was dying to meet them. But you're going to get to hear from him because he's going to also give you an update on one of the Gospel Music Awards that took place here in Toronto for Canada. And I've got some updates on some award happenings that took place in the Caribbean. We got to give a shout out to our buddy Risen, a.k.a. Shane Rizzy, in the house. We're going to be playing his soca tonight, too, because he also got an award in the Caribbean Gospel Music Awards. And African Gospel Music Awards is coming up. I believe they've got their nomination stuff taking place, and there's a couple more awards that took place in London, England. So stay with us. We're going to update you. But in the meantime, we posted about a 126-year-old man. If you think you're old, this brother, he looks amazing, and apparently they're going to be doing some kind of testing to see, and they've got to check it out, and they've got to validate his birth certificate. But if it's true, This man is 126 years old, and I think he's looking forward to his 127 because I believe it's coming up soon. My. I don't feel so old anymore. Amen. Praise God. Speaking of old, Purple Rain. I understand the movie Purple Rain. Now, come on, you old school people out there. Purple Rain by Prince. It turns 30. So if you know you were watching Purple Rain when it first came out, then guess what? You are old. I'm just saying, because now we know you're at least 30. Praise God. So I won't tell you how old I was when I watched Purple Rain, but I thought Prince was so gifted, and he is a gifted man, and we are all gifted, amen? But remember, if you don't use it, you might lose it. I know that's right. But in the meantime, we also want to say a happy birthday to everybody out there. We had another posting that we had posted on our Pastor Jay Rouse Show Facebook page. Another lady, bless her heart, she was dancing and everything and singing and a grooving and a moving. And she is 102 years old. I tell you, I can barely move, and I know I'm less than half of that. My word, isn't that something? So you know what? Just remember, as the song said, you are blessed. There's always a reason to remember you're blessed. Just opening your eyes, being able to get up, being able to move, being able to feed yourself, being able to have a roof over your head and clothes on your back, those are considered luxury items, amen? But we want to say happy birthday to everybody out there who's celebrating a birthday. I got to say, shout out to my sister, Arletta, in Detroit, Michigan, who's having a birthday, and she just revealed that she's moving in the middle of August, so she also got a new position, so we're so excited. Some wonderful things happening. It's her birthday today. We want to say happy birthday to everyone who had a birthday from last week to today, and so this is for you if you're celebrating something special, a new baby, an anniversary, all those wonderful things. Just know that if God is this excited for you and we're this excited for you, then it's got to be good. Rejoice in all your blessings. Amen. Praise God.
Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Yeah, let me party there. Yeah, who there? Happy, everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This time, party no need to pretend. See, ade, everybody go there. Do my mother go there. Bash your last up go there. See, pop some more. Then my brother chop some chicken. Turkey, say, who pepper soup. You go drink better, you go kaput. Everybody sing, say, you got them, they low, low. When you see them, they throw it, throw it. You go sing, you go like, you go run. You go the one, know where they come from. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, it's a money birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there. Yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hunting. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, there's no tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day, no party day day. Hip, 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 everybody make you hip, hop, hip, hip. My mama, yeah, yeah. My mama, yeah, yeah. You make us all go to day, yeah. Every party, party day, yeah. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. gotta hear from Mato, Sakadilla, Chupalosi. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me, see. It be like when you enter the place, everybody don't begin to the class, see. Because you hear bumper to bumper, some people say that to fender to bumper.
You just see them die, for this party no danger.
Everybody, everybody, everybody just begin to the jolly jolly. Just because they don't hear yuri yuri. Some money, some money. Like say you want to go this instead. Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amen. Okay. Lots and lots and lots of award shows took place this weekend, and it was just overwhelming. Okay, let's start off. The 6th Annual Rhythm of Gospel Awards 2014 took place, I believe, the 24th to the 27th and in Birmingham, Alabama. So they were busy doing their thing. I have to get an update on not the nominees, but who won and received some of their awards. We've had some of their award winners on our show, and so, yeah, we just want to say congratulations to everybody who won. We should have more details and updates next week on this because everybody hasn't posted yet. It's still too early. We know that our boy there, Rizzy, he got an award at the Marlin Awards. It's the Caribbean Gospel Music Marlin Awards. And, you know, we're really proud and excited for him. And we just want to tell everybody else to keep it up. Keep up the good work. And it doesn't matter where you are and what awards you're involved with. If it's gospel, just remember, I just said this to a young man the other day. My. You cannot serve God centered world. I was venting on Facebook. Yeah, I had a meltdown. But true, you cannot serve God in a self-centered world because then it's no longer about the Lord, but it all becomes about you, and that's not a good thing. So if you're going to continue to work and serve him and use your gifts for him, make sure God is glorified, but more importantly, make sure you're repping properly. Amen. Praise God. So that was the Marlin, the Caribbean Gospel Music Awards, and we want to say congratulations to them, and definitely we'll be hearing some of Risen's music later in the show. Now, for all of you people, Africa Gospel Music Awards, they are now accepting nominations. So keep this in mind, people. They are accepting nominations right now. If you know people or you're involved and want to be part of their nomination list, then you need to make sure that you get on board. Check them out, Africa Gospel Music Awards. Okay? Don't forget. Now, the last one is the, is the Canada Glass Awards that took place in Toronto. And I just want to say congratulations to everybody who won and those who took home awards, that took home some glass. some hardware, as they would say. I don't have the names of everybody. I do know a few of the winners, but I don't want to mess anything up. So what we're going to do is we're going to put on some music, and we're going to talk to our friend, Mr. Veneer Wynn, and we're going to bring him on, and we're going to talk to him about what he was doing over here across the border and how they managed to let him through a customs. Amen. Praise God. This is Hallelujah Gospel, Soca by Reynard Rollins.
Hey, every day he blessing me. Nobody can come trust me. Every day he blessing me. No demon can mess with me. Because they know that only Jesus Christ is upon the throne, yeah. Satan is beaten.
Hallelujah.
Satan is beaten.
Hallelujah.
Satan is beaten.
Hallelujah.
Satan is beaten.
Hallelujah.
Whatever. Hey, them want to come and tell me that me can come and give God praise. Went down in a hell, took away the keys away from the devil. My God is the greatest, he does never lose. Them try all kind of thing, them couldn't keep him from the cross because Satan is beaten. Come to steal, kill and destroy. He wants to play with your life just like a toy. Now let him win, now deal up in a sin.
Never.
And whatever you need, call on God for anything because Satan is beaten. Every day he blessing me.
Blessing me.
No demon can mess with me.
Blessing me.
Every day he blessing me.
Yes.
Nobody can come stress me.
Nah.
Every day he blessing me.
Blessing me.
No demon can mess with me.
Blessing me.
Every day he blessing me. Way back down tell them Satan he was never able. Want to kill me like in the table. But God make my life so stable. He put the food on my table. He give me all the money. Provide for my family. Every day he blessing me. Start to jump Because Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords. And Lord, and Lord, and Lord, and Lord. Satan defeated.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Satan is defeated. It's about time, too, because he causes an awful lot of trouble. But you know what? The Lord told me not to hate on nobody, so I don't hate him. I just pity him, and I'm telling him that now, and I know he can hear my words in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, telling you, my buddy, who I call the twin, Mr. Veneer Wynn, managed to sneak across the Canadian borders, and I need to talk to customs because I'm still not sure how he got across, but he did. And I heard he was throwing down at the Canada Glass Awards, so I've dialed him up. I'm going to just get his microphone on here. Brother Wynn, how are you?
I'm all right. And yourself, how you doing?
I'm blessed, praise the Lord. I'm truly, truly blessed. Amen.
Yeah,
you were in my city.
Yeah, made my way across there, like you said. I was with my group, Kenny Lewis and One Voice, and we had to sing at the Glass Awards. So, yeah, I made my way on across there.
Now, this is the first time you've been over to Canada?
Well, this is actually my second time. When Ricky Diller did his live recording there, I was there.
Oh,
I didn't get to view Canada, though. So this is my second time, but it's my first time experiencing Canada.
Okay. But I know it was a short trip because you were busy while you were here because I couldn't even connect up with you. You were just running all over the place.
Yeah, it was crazy busy. But I really enjoyed myself, though.
Amen. And I know you also got to hook up with my friend, Brother O'Neill Watson. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to him. Actually, he was one of the performers, too. And he did a great job. He was an awesome artist.
Okay. One never refers to O'Neill as a performer. That man has so much energy. He's all over the place. I always tell him I get tired just watching him, let alone just jumping around with him. He is on fire for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Definitely.
Amen. So now you sing with one group or a bunch of groups, or how do you do this? Because I know you're multifaceted. You do a lot of stuff, including management.
Yeah, I'm a professional background singer, I guess you could call it that. I do sing with a couple of choirs here. I sing with Kenny Lewis and One Voice, which was at the Glass Awards, and I sing with Anthony McGahee and Praise Motivated, which is out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Now, I've noticed that you've also gotten into management. What made you have a desire to do management?
Well, honestly, I just love gospel music, period. You know, it's just an awesome genre, you know, and it's uplifting to people all over. So I just wanted to help other artists get their music out there, especially if they're awesome singers and anointed. So I just came up with Win Management, LLC. And the Lord has blessed me to start getting some artists.
Yeah, and you've done really well because you've got quite a handful out there already. I can't keep – I've lost track. I'm tired. I'm old. Okay, we might be twins, but we are not the same age. We just have the same birthday. I cannot keep up with you. I saw there's you've got a young lady there out there now too.
Yes. Her name is Trinity Sappho. She's just amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to see a lot of stuff taking place. Now, you said a professional background singer. Now, we know people only stay in the background for so long. I'm not trying to get all up in your business or nothing like that because I know, you know, your wife, she would be like, Pastor Jay. So, you know, I'm just saying people don't always stay in the background for so long. You understand?
Yes, ma'am. It's funny that you say that because I do, you know, Kiara Sheard has this group called BRL, Bold Right Life.
Yes.
And it's actually a movement, and I'm actually over the BRL of Wisconsin. So, I am in the forefront with that, still learning myself about artistry. But, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know. I'm going to watch. I'll be watching. You know I already got an eye on you watching you. Now, you know you have to give a shout-out to your girl because you know she'll lock the door and change the locks, right?
Right. And I told her I'm not sleeping on no couch. So, yes, I love my I love my baby. Her name is Nana Dallas Wynn. Awesome, awesome woman of God. She keeps me in line. I ain't going to lie. She keeps me in line. She keeps me, you know, in prayer. And I love that. That's what you need in these last and evil days, you know, somebody that's going to stick with you through thick and thin and not just say it when it's time to get married, when it's, you know, the show.
Yes. Go on now, brother. Preach.
yeah.
I know that we deal with that a lot on our show, and we've dealt with a lot of relationship stuff. And one of the things that we've been dealing with, that we've been talking about, is why men don't go to church and why is a church full of women? I don't know if you have an opinion on that. You can feel free to share,
but
I do know a help meet is supposed to be there to support. But, I mean, we got men on one side and women on the other, and nobody's connecting. So got to make sure you connect. But did you want to add something to that?
Sure. I'm a try to, you know, stay in one lane. There's multiple reasons. One of the main reasons are men are headstrong. They don't like the fact that, you know, somebody is in over their life. But they a lot of them don't understand that God has always been over their life from the beginning. So they just don't understand that. So, yeah, that's one of the main reasons there.
Mm-hmm. And I, as a pastor, I've always said, you know, a woman needs a man for support and for strength.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't have a man in their lives, it's easy for a woman to submit to God, because I'm saying it, ladies, and don't take it wrong, because technically a woman is supposed to submit to a man, her husband.
Right.
And although he may be the head of the household, she still has her strength, that she should not get lost in her strength, but realize that that strength is to lift both of them and push him through, and she's with him. So now when you don't have that man in your life, you still need somebody, and it's easy to submit to someone who you know will look out for you. And everybody knows that the Lord Jesus is there, amen?
Right, amen.
And so women, they can connect to that, so they go seeking the Lord, so they be in the churches. The women who are married, they're in the churches. The women who are married to men who aren't in the church, they're even more in the church, because they're in the church praying even more for the husbands to finally get to the Lord. And it's like the women just flock to the church. But with men, I think there's a proudness and there's a pride and there's a strength. And it's very hard for a man to humble himself knowing that he cannot do everything, that he needs to lean on the Lord as well. And I've always said it's harder for a man to submit.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's very hard. The Superman idea really came from us, really, really, because we do think that we're Superman and we can do what we want and how we want it, but we don't. A lot of us don't understand that when we submit it to God and when we get ourselves in line, there is literally nothing we can't do.
Right. And that's the thing, but it's still that task. And I think even men of God, like yourself, who love him wholeheartedly and serve him, they still struggle with that, because they want to do everything first. And when it really gets to breaking point, they're like, okay, God, I can't deal with this. I need you. And the Lord's going, hello, I've been waiting for this for a while now.
Right. That's true. That's very true. Even in my life, you know, I had to, you know, break down and be like, okay, Lord, I tried everything. I don't know what to do. And that's, you're right. That's when he finally comes in and I see everything clearer and be like, okay, next time I'll just go with your plan first.
And
we'll be great.
Exactly. So now tell me a little bit about what happened at this Canada Glass Awards.
Oh, my God, Canada Glass Awards.
It was off the chain.
Yes, it was. I'm not, you know, slow to realize that there's other artists everywhere. But in Canada, oh, my God, the artists there are amazing. And the worship seems so pure that, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Some of that, you know, it was different, too. It was a lot of different stuff, so I was amazed. I was glad to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we know we've got evidence. We saw a picture of you with Jay Moss. You need to give me the scoop. So he threw down.
Yeah, he was the host. And, he did an awesome job, him and 2103. did a couple of selections. And yeah, he was an awesome guy. He was very down to earth. He came over by where Kenny Lewis and One Voice was sitting and watching, and he just, you know, stood there and vibed with us, you know, while we was listening to Evangelist Karen Clark Sheard, which was amazing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So while
we
was listening to her,
imagine.
He was over there dancing with us. So, yeah, cool person.
So you had a good time.
An awesome time, a marvelous time.
Awesome time.
I can't wait.
What you said about Canada. See, people don't realize that we have so much talent and so much gifts. And our worship, yes, it is pure. Amen. You have to really come to church with some of our churches and see how we move. We don't play.
Oh yeah, I went to one of the churches, Miracle Arena. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
There is a power of the Lord in there, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, it was, oh my God, the experience was awesome. I even got a prophecy, and he was dead on. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
It was great.
Mm. Amen.
I can't wait
Amen.
To come back to Canada.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you know you got to give me proper notice this time. Hey, check out my picture. By Toronto Mass Choir, and looks like we managed to get Veneer Wynn back. I'm not sure what happened. Veneer, you're still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Oh, praise God. You see, just like the Lord, I go seeking to find the lost. Amen. So I was asking, what's next for Veneer Wind?
Well, wherever the Lord leads me, it's amazing because, like I told you, I visited Miracle Arena, and he mentioned me being a pastor, and I never really thought about it in depth, you know. And I know it's for the future; it's not right now. But
that's right.
Yeah, that's been in my spirit for since I left. So I've been thinking about that since I left, and the Lord has really been dealing with me on that subject. So I don't know, one day in the future, ministry.
Well, don't forget, too, your music ministry is a platform of ministry, and there's a lot who are gifted, who slowly are led by God into spoken ministry, because a lot of them do it with song, and sometimes the tour of the music itself becomes a pastoralship.
Yeah, I definitely agree, because I find myself even getting a little word from even singing. It all ties together, because we're singing the gospel, and the gospel has to be preached also. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people don't realize that sometimes that is a stepping stone to where you're going next. But like you said, follow your heart, but listen to the Lord and make sure he leads you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I agree.
You don't ever want to walk ahead of God, because I tell you, if it rains, it'll rain awful hard if you don't have an umbrella.
Oh, trust me, I'm not rushing at all. I'm not rushing.
Don't be in a hurry. Let me tell you, I ran for years.
Yes, the marathon has been started. Okay.
Oh, no. But remember, you can't keep running all the time, because eventually he's going to get mad at you and he's going to go, okay, this boy will not pay attention. And I tell you, you don't want him to come looking for you, because it won't be nice. So you just be mindful.
Yeah, I don't want to end up in no well.
Yeah, you don't make good fish food. I know that's right. And, hey, I cook fish. I might just end up having to cook you up for dinner, so you better stay out. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now, you have a little offspring. He's just so cute. I'm going to say he looked like his mama. That's all I'm saying. And I did that on purpose.
That's fine. He can look like his mama. His mama's beautiful, so that's fine.
Yeah, she is simply wonderful. Inside and out, amen.
Yes, indeed. Thank you,
Jesus.
So
what's the little man's name?
His name is Veneer Wynn. Yeah, we call him Duke.
Oh, he's Junior.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, he's going to get called Junior all his life, so he'll be an old, old man, big and tall, and they'll still be calling him Junior?
No, I call him Deuce. We call him Deuce.
Yeah,
the junior thing. Because
he's a second.
Right, exactly. I was like, no, we are not going to have a junior, so ghetto.
What, you against ghetto fabulous? Come on now.
No disrespect.
You got to do it with style.
It was just my preference. It was just my preference.
I hear you. Praise God. So basically, I think we're going to be looking forward to some more leadership coming into your life, because remember, that management step was your first start.
Yes, indeed.
The Lord
will
give you stairs to climb, step by step. Don't try to skip over any stairs and thinking there's a shortcut or a faster way, because you might get there sooner than you're supposed to, and then it won't be right.
Right.
But your first step was moving into management, and I said you're going to slowly keep coming out from behind the scenes. Amen.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Go on. Well, that's why he's there, because as you grow, it's going to get tougher, and as you hold on tighter, it's going to get rougher, but there's nothing smoother than the walk with Jesus on the water. Amen.
Amen. I agree. Amen.
Praise God. Well, I don't want to take up your whole evening. Is your wife around? She's there. Can you tell her I said, hey, from Pastor Jay. Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, Pastor Jay said, hey. Pastor
no,
Jay
I
said,
didn't.
Hey.
I said, hey, what's up?
Oh, she said, hey, what's up? I'm sorry. Yeah, she said, hi.
All right. Well, you know I love you guys, and you know I'm going to keep my eyes on you and continue to lift you up in prayer and know that all things are possible. But before I let you go, I'm going to say a word of prayer with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. Father, we thank you for obedience, Lord.
Yes, God.
You said, who will go? He didn't say, send me, but, Father, he said, whenever you're ready, I will go. So, Father, we ask right now, as you, the potter, preparing to make the clay into what you want and molding him and making him, Father God, we just look forward to him being obedient to allow you to continue to use him. Father, encourage his family. Lift them up. We ask for blessings upon them spiritually, financially, and emotionally and physically. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare anything that tries to come against them will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, use him as an example for those he is leading into music ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to clear a path. Hallelujah. And to make it clear and to make the vision plain in the name of
God.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
But, Father, we ask, Father, that when he goes through his walkway, that he'll not look to the left nor to the right, but stay focused with his woman on his arm and his baby in his hands. And, Father, we declare that you bind this family together with a three-cord that cannot be broken. Because what you have put together, no one can put asunder. We declare it, we believe it, and therefore we trust it, and with authority we shall agree upon it together and say amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank
you know
you,
I love you. Love you guys, and we'll talk
love
to you,
you
soon. You
yes,
make sure
ma'am.
You holler at a pastor before you try to cross the border, okay?
Yeah, I'm thinking about making a trip soon, so I'm going to talk to you.
Definitely. And I think this Soca song is very appropriate. It's Follow the Leader by the Soca Boys, and you were listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show with my boy, Vanir Nguyen. He's making things happen across the border and here, and we're going to declare because it's going to become worldwide right now in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
man way. Let me go.
One.
Get ready to jump.
Two.
Get ready to jump.
One.
Veneer Win here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, live on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Well, we're moving along. As you know, we're calling today's show Gospel Banna, and there's a reason. Now, I've got a little bit of history to go through with you, and then we've got another special guest that's going to be coming on, and I had posted a video of her on our Facebook pages at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications and on the Pastor J. Rouse Show Facebook page. You definitely want to check it out. Now, as I was saying, Carabana is an event that takes place in Toronto, and I've got a little bit of history of it. Now, they had changed the name. Remember at the beginning I said, well, it will always be Carabana. In our hearts it's Carabana, and you know, Wikipedia even says formally and still commonly called Carabana. So we're sticking with the name Carabana, but we don't want to knock it because it has sponsorship for a reason. Now, the event is called the Scotiabank Toronto Caribbean Carnival, and it's a festival of Caribbean culture and traditions held each summer. Where? In this wonderful city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in the house. It's a Caribbean Carnival event that has been billed as North America's largest street festival. Well, now you understand when I say Toronto is packed. It's frequented by over 1.3 million visitors. Now, you notice I didn't say people. I said visitors. So that's just the people visiting. That's not even including the people in the city that already go there. Okay, so you can imagine it's packed. And they come each year for the festival's final parade, and overall attendance is 2 million people. My, my, my. Yes, the streets get big, and they're packed and tight, but everybody's having a good time. Amen. Now, the entire event, which is one of the first Caribbean carnivals, along with those in New York, excuse me, Notting Hill and Boston. Now, I could tell you some stories. I've actually been to Mass in Boston. Yes, yes, yes. Back in the day, Pastor Jay played mud Mass. I can't believe, I won't even tell you. I went and I was wearing a nice little clean outfit, and I even had a little ribbon in my hair. I just looked so squeaky clean and so cute, and a little ponytail and all, and a little white T-shirt. And I was going down with friends who were going to play mud Mass. So my job was to carry the bucket, or, well, it's not a bucket. It's a big barrel. It's a garbage can, like a massive garbage can of mud. I could not fathom why anybody would want to go ahead and pile up mud all over themselves. I did not understand what was going on. And, of course, while they were getting all the mud, I ended up getting dirty, and I was not happy. So I said, well, I'm all dirty. I may as well just go in and play Mass now. So I did, and I actually band won. So that was an amazing trip to Boston, and it was the first time I went to Boston. So they have one. New York has a very famous one. Now, I also know that Miami has one. Now, the original Carnival, uh-huh, let's get into this. We're going to give you some history here. Now, Carnival is where it all began, and that's over in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, theirs is in February. Now, they do their Carnival around the same time that they do it in Rio in Brazil. And what they do is, that's why you have like Mardi Gras and all those other places. Now, here's what's so cute. Because when they talk about Trinidad and Tobago, a.k.a. TNT, and we got to say shout out to Risen. But anyways, you have to understand that when they have their Mass and they're talking about it, they also say, they say Carnival, as it is celebrated in Trinidad and Tobago, it's celebrated in cities worldwide, and yes, it names Toronto first on the list. It's a Toronto's Caravana, and they mention Miami's Carnival. Now, hear this. Houston has Carafest. I didn't know that. So there you go. London's Notting Hill Carnival, and they actually just had a Caribbean outdoor festival, too. I have to get some more information on that. I know England just had something over there in London somewhere. So that's something to keep in mind. And, of course, New York's is Labor Day. I've also gone to New York's one as well. So, yeah, I've done some traveling, folks. But it was a good time, and it was an amazing time. So we want to dedicate our show tonight for all these festivals. And that's why we called it Gospel Banna. So we'll play some soca, some regular, some reggae. But most of the music you'll hear is soca and reggae. Calypso, but it's all gospel. Amen. Now, here's some of the things that you should know about some of these shows. And this is what I like. I like this one very much. They talked about Caravana. Now, see if I can get you some history of why they have the carnivals. Oh, I know who has a Cropover. Now, Cropover is the festival, the same thing, exactly the same thing, that they have in Barbados, which is part of my legacy. And that says it was formerly called the Harvest Home. And it's a traditional harvest festival which began in Barbados, having had its early beginnings on the sugarcane plantations during the colonial period. Getting your history lesson here. Got to know why I do what I do. Amen. The crop over tradition began in 1688 and featured singing, dancing, and accompaniment by bottles filled with water, shak shak, banjo, triangle, fiddle, guitar, and bones. So they were banging on anything. And it says other traditions included climbing a grease pole, feasting and drinking competitions, originally a celebration signaling the end of the yearly sugarcane harvest. And it was since evolved into Barbados' biggest national festival, similar to Carnival in Brazil and Trinidad. Now, you see how they're all intertwined and connected? All right. So now it says, with the harsh effects of World War II on Barbados, the festival was disbanded. But it was later revived in 1974 by local stakeholders, and they named some of them, but we don't need to know all the names, and partly with the Barbados Tourist Board. And, I like this. They talk about the Grand Cadumen. Okay. It says, with the gradual change, the general schematic of cropover began to closely mirror the Trinidad Carnival beginning in June. Cropover runs until the first Monday in August when it accumulates in the finale, the Grand Cadumen. Okay. Now, I actually went to cropover 2 years ago. Yes. Here's one of the things that they started using in all of these festivals outside of these wonderful and amazing costumes. And I always feel sorry for the kings and the queens, even the juniors, like the kids, because they're real heavy. Now, there's a thing called steel pan. And what it is, it says here, the modern pan is a chromatically pitched percussion instrument. Although some toy or novelty steel pans are tuned diagonally, for some of the older ones, the round neck ones, the instruments have very few notes, or they have less notes. And they're made from 55-gallon drums. So they're basically rounded off. They're cut. That's what gives you that the top of the drum kind of look, or the bottom of the drum, sorry. And then they start to carve in the shape. Now, it says drum refers to the steel drum container from which the pan is made, and the steel drum is more correctly called a steel pan or panaz. It falls into the idaphone family of instruments, and so it's not a drum, which is a membranophone, okay? Lots of information. Now, they say the pan is struck by using a pair of straight sticks tipped with rubber. The size and type of rubber tips vary according to the class of pan being played. Some musicians use four pan sticks, holding two in each hand. Now, the skill and performance have been conclusively shown to have grown out of Trinidad and Tobago in the early 20 carnival percussion groups, known as tambu bamboo. Now, the pan is a national instrument for Trinidad and Tobago, and then they give you some more information. Now, one who plays the pan, a panist, or pan man, is a person who plays the steel pan. A professional panist can perform solo pieces, play with a steel band. I'm telling you, it's the most awesome sound. Or accompany one or more singers in solo instrumental. Panists often play with their respective bands in large competitions and generally, I like this word, mesmerize everything that they perform. They memorize it. I don't know how they do it. Now, the panist's top position in a panorama steel band is that of the captain. These large ensembles often include section leaders, accomplished panists that monitor the various voices of the band. Like, you notice the way it says the voices, not the sound, but the voices of the band. And that's exactly what it has to. It has to sing. It has to ring. It has to have that sound. And it's got to be so crystal clear. Amen? But I have not going to sit down and tell you about it because I cannot play it. Amen. Praise God. But if you can just hang tight, We're going to be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and I have somebody who knows how to play it, and we're going to have her with us right in this moment, but we want to do our shout-out to Rizzi. This is his song, Whole Day. Congratulations, Rizzi, on your award. Amen.
All I want is a closer walk, a closer walk with you, with you, with you. Holy, holy, holy. I declare every second of this day be devoted to the praise of my Father. Praise of my Father, take this day, take it over completely. Lord, I offer it in praise to you, Father. Praise to you, Father, so this day. 24 hours of praise, and we do it again in the morning.
Hallelujah.
24 hours of praise, and we do it. How can I take it higher for you?
Congratulations on his award at the Caribbean Gospel Music Awards. Amen. Praise God. Now, I was explaining to you about the steel pan, and anybody with a lick of sense will not let Pastor J. Rouse come anywhere near their steel drum. I can sing, I can play clarinet, saxophone, and I even play the keyboards, but you will never see me trying to play a steel pan. Mind you, I tried it a long time ago. A friend of mine let me play a little bit, and you just have to know where the notes are. But I explained what it was. I explained how it was made. I even explained how you play it. But I'm not the expert on the pan here, and I've got a very beautiful lady by the name of Josette Leader who's going to come on just now. Let me turn on her mic, and she's going to tell us all about it. Josette, are you there?
Hi, Pastor Jay, I'm here.
Oh, praise God. I'm so glad you could join us tonight.
Me too. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Now, everyone, you have to know that Josette was playing. Now, where were you playing when you recorded the video that we posted?
It was actually last Saturday evening. I was playing at Toronto West SDA. I'm in Rexdale.
Uh-huh.
Every year they have like this annual drug march parade to the community, and afterwards they have a concert for the whole community to come and enjoy, and that's where I was playing.
Okay. Well, we were all captivated by this wonderful video that I had to post it, and I post all over the place, and I'm going to repost it at the top of our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page because you have to hear. Now, I don't want to give away your age, so we'll just say you're a young lady, and I believe are you in college or university?
Yes, I'm in university.
Did you want to give a shout out to your university? Or are
my
you
York
ashamed?
University people. York U.
Holla, holla, holla to the York U people. Okay. Amen. Now, what are you studying in university?
Currently, I'm a social work major. I'm about to go into my last year. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. When I need counseling, then you'll be able to help me?
Hopefully, yes, I will be.
Yeah.
If I have to make a referral, you never know.
Okay. Sounds good. And then you'll just pray.
Definitely.
Yes. Bless your heart. All right. I promised her I wouldn't give her a hard time. She's my friend, and I think she's wonderful. Now, this video is awesome. Now, you're playing by yourself?
Yes, I'm playing. I'm the only steel panist on stage, but I have a live band, so that's the drums, a bassist, and a keyboardist.
Okay. Yes, I see all of that in the video. Okay. I'm reposting it, everybody, on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, so you could see it at the top of the page. Let me just put a label on there so they know who this wonderful woman is that's playing this wonderful music. Now, Josette.
Yes.
How long? Okay, should I say, did you learn to walk first or were you playing the pan first? I'm not sure which. It's like the chicken or the egg, which came first?
I was probably walking long before I learned how to play. But
well, I don't know. You might have been sitting on the floor playing it. I'm not sure.
No, I promise. No. No, but I've been playing for about 12 years now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you like it. I can tell. I can see you enjoy it very much.
Definitely. I mean, it took some time to, you know, become comfortable on stage, but, you know, once you get into it, it's really enjoyable.
Okay. Now, why the steel pan? Why not a set of drums, a regular set of drums?
Well, the story goes that my dad was, he's a pastor, so back when I started, he was looking for something for the young people to do that was constructive.
Right.
So he decided, oh, what about steel pan? So naturally, I was around. So I'm like, hey, let me try and play this instrument. And, you know, it really grew on me. So I've been playing it ever since. Yes.
And I know you're not the only one in the family who plays.
No, I play with my two older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this group called the Leader Sisters, and it kind of changed into Sisters of Steel. And
oh, I like that.
And we've been playing together. Yeah, a lot of people do. And
yeah, because it sounds
together.
Like you're invincible, like the three of us, like we're superheroes, yeah.
Yeah, so like we've been playing together for a while. We've done concerts all over the place in the Caribbean, the U.S. and Canada. And, you know, it's
so
been
you've been
a really
traveling with it. Okay.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now, Pastor Jay needs a little bit of education because I've seen some, and obviously most of them aren't marked. And some you'll
yes.
get, and they will show, like they'll, because they've got little grooves in them, each of the, because that's where the notes are.
Yes.
I'm just describing this for everybody else who doesn't know, and I'll put up some pictures of a steel pan later. But with the groove, so you can see the inside of the pan, because it's not just a curved-in thing and smooth, or you would only get two sounds. But I think the notes are all sectioned off, and I've seen some that actually have the notes written on them or painted on them.
Yes. Many pans will be made with the notes written in,
mm-hmm.
either a sticker, as you said, you know, paint. But I find a lot of people, as we get older playing the instrument, we want to challenge ourselves. So we kind of, like I know for myself, I rubbed out my notes. So I had to memorize exactly where
Look
everything
at you,
was.
You are a woman of steel.
I wanted to give myself that challenge. So, yes.
And so now you basically know where everything is without having to guess which is which or...
Pretty much.
Now, do they
yes.
do... the regular keys, like right across, or do they do the flats and the minus, and the flats and the sharps, and are those
for
sectioned
the,
off too, or you just got to hit it on an edge? I'm
no,
sorry?
No, no, they have their own section, the flats and the
okay.
sharps. We have every note that is available on the scale, from C, C sharp, the whole chromatic scale. We have every note. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know a piano has 88 keys. The steel pan does not have 88. So how many octaves? Or I guess that's why you have different size pans?
Yes. See, Pastor Jay, you know. You're on the ball. You know, like, so...
I'm on the...
Well, I
bless your... and you so, thought I was just another pretty face. Look at
Oh, dear. Yeah, so, like, the lead pan, which is what I play... It has about 2 and a little bit of octaves. So basically it's stretched out from the lead all the way down to the bass pans. So you can get
right.
the sound depending on which steel pan you have available to you.
Okay. So it's based on the sound control and the octaves, I guess, is the deepness or the shallowness of the pan itself?
Yeah. So like the longer the skirt, so... Like, you see the bass pan, they go all the way to the ground. So the longer the
right.
skirt of the pan is, the deeper the sound. So the lower
deeper
the
sound
can get.
Yeah. Right, because the sound has to go a lot further down, so it has a different sound. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
And the actual notes are much bigger on the actual pan. Yes.
Okay. Now, there are wider pans as well.
You mean like more than one?
No, because are they all exactly the same circumference all the way around?
You know what? Because
I've seen
they're
some really
handmade,
large ones. Yeah.
Because they're handmade, they differ. There's no real,
okay.
like, yeah, with handmade, you're never going to get the same thing, same exact thing across the board.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's pretty standard
Now, on
sizes.
A good day... I've
yes.
seen, I get blown away because I'll see one person standing and they'll have like 4 or 5 drums around them. And they'll be playing all of them.
Yes, yes. That's
is,
most likely
is this
like
what you do?
I was taking a steel pan course this summer at York and I
uh-huh.
actually decided to put myself in the back to play one of those ones. But I only had 4, but you know.
You,
I could not wrap my mind.
Well, that's just no good. I'm sorry. 4? Come on. There should at least be 5. I mean, I can't play 1, okay? I like that when she says, well, and I put myself in the back, and I only had 4.
See, because I always want to play the bass that has 6, but I'm too short. See, I'm only 5 feet tall,
Aww.
So I can't reach.
Okay. So you're challenged because of height as opposed to inability to play more than the ones you need.
Yes, nicely put.
I like that one. Okay. So now I'm just thinking, so is there a systematic order, or is it laid out much like a piano? So you've got your different octaves laid around. Are they put side by side based on octaves, or just put wherever you want them?
Each pan, from like the first pan, second pan, double second, each layout is different. But I can say for the lead pan, basically the outer rim is going to be your lower octave. Your inner rim is, and as you go into the pan, the notes get higher and higher. But going around in a circle, they're not like, so C and D are not beside each other. It kind of they kind of go opposite. The chromatic scale goes to opposite. It's very hard to describe. But
No. Because, see, and I'm enjoying this. Because, remember, I play keyboards. So my theory, and I think this is why I think I could never play the pan, unless it was something like Mary Had a Little Lamb, when it had, like, very few notes in it. Because I just can't fathom. I just know that as you move up different octaves, all of them, the scale on the piano is exactly the same, just going higher and lower.
Yes.
And so I'm accustomed to that formula. It's the same thing, I think, with, like, guitars. You know what I mean? Further up, further down, you get a different sound all the way up the neck of the guitar. I play clarinet saxophone. It's just based on the notes. But, you know, if you're playing the sax, you're going to get a different sound if you use a key to make it another higher octave. Do you understand? So
Yes.
I'm just trying to understand the layout. Because I don't see any method to the madness. I see them going here and there and everywhere, and I'm thinking they look like me in the kitchen when I'm trying to bake. I got flour over here, butter over here, some eggs up here, and that's me when I'm trying to bake. And just like a baker, doesn't matter where the ingredients are spread all over the place, when it comes together, the pan sounds amazing. It's got, I have heard when they even do the little roll, like they do like little drum rolls when they play.
Yes.
I like that because it has this really nice ringing sound, and that's exactly what the pan does. It rings. It doesn't. You can't really describe it as a regular instrument because it doesn't have the sound of a regular. There is no other instrument that sounds like this.
Yes.
It does ring. And I don't know how you guys do it, and you just do these little tiny rolls. Now, some of these sticks are little tiny sticks.
Yes, they are. I can't even use the smallest sticks, and I have very small hands. I'm afraid they're going to fly off, and I'll never find them again.
Well, and you've got to be like the drummers, I guess. You always got to have, like, an extra set lying around because drummers always break a stick or something. But these, you can't really break because they're really solid.
Yeah, I've yet to see that.
Wow. Now, are you involved in Carabana?
No, I'm not. Not. Every year I'm supposed to, but it doesn't work out.
Okay. I think... If I was to go back to Caravan, I don't go anymore. It's a little wild for me now. But I mean, the one thing that I enjoy is that part of it. When you see the big trucks moving and you've got all the band on there and just playing, and it's just the sound is just phenomenal. You know, you start to go, wow, and you can't help. It's almost romantic sounding, the way it just rings, and it's almost like a lullaby sound. Now, I realize a real good pianist has a wide range of music. So you play different types of music on yours?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You can play anything from classical to jazz to, of course, gospel, the hymns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can play anything. That's one of the reasons why I really like it, because although many people may associate the steel pan with calypso, it can actually play anything you really want it to play.
Right. Okay. I like this. So now you said your dad is a pastor. Did you want to give your dad a shout-out in his church?
Shout-out to Berea SDA and the Ontario SDA Conference. Hi, everyone, if you're listening.
Okay. Okay. Josette Leader in the house. Leader. She was all nervous, but she's doing a wonderful job. And I'm learning. I enjoyed this very much. And I tell everyone, take a look again at the video. It is a beautiful, beautiful video. Now, we have to get some more of your sound. Now, I might have an opportunity of actually getting some of your sound on Friday. I'm hoping I can. And then we can share it on the show because you'll get to hear Josette playing on air. It'll be awesome, awesome, awesome. Is there anything that you need to add that I, the foolish pastor who knows nothing about this wonderful sounding instrument, that you think I need to know about the pan?
I think you've covered it. I think we've gotten it down.
So did I do okay, Josette?
You did an excellent job, Pastor Jay.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I thank you again, my love, for being on the show and certainly educating me, and I enjoy the sound. Keep playing. I also know that you don't just play the pan, but you do other things. So share a little bit about some of the stuff that you do.
Okay. Well, besides the steel pan, I've done some work with the French horn with the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And I also sing
with
York University Gospel Choir and also with my group called United. We are a gospel singing group. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you guys. I saw a picture of you guys. Maybe I should post the picture. I think I will. I'll share it. Well, Josette, if the York University Gospel Choir is singing, you got to let me know. And definitely if United is performing, I've got to, because then Pastor Jay can come on out, check it out, and we can cover it on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show. Sister Josette, I will let you go. We're going to put on some more music because we're still jamming here on our little gospel banner, because we don't do carabana, we do gospel banner here. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But we want to thank you for coming on the show, beloved. Any last shout outs before I hang up? You didn't say anything about your sisters. You got to say hey to them too.
Hey, sisters, is
come on.
Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. Everybody, that was Josette Leader. We'll be right back, but check out Toronto Mass Choir and New World Sun Jamaican Medley here on Pastor Jay Rouse Show, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. We'll be right back.
Give you a chance to sing along, because I'm sure there's many of you here tonight that will be familiar with the lyrics of some of these worship songs, right? All right, so let's see if you recognize the first one. I wish somebody's soul would catch a fire, catch a fire, catch a fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch a fire. Somebody's soul would catch a fire, catch a fire, whoa. We're going to do that one again. But you have to help me out. You have to help me if you know the words, right? Let's do it. Drop it down. Yeah.
Me not go suffer. Me not go beg no bread. The Lord is my provider. Me not go beg no bread.
Sing that again. Sing that again. One more now.
Me not go suffer.
Me not go beg no bread.
Woo! The Lord is my provider.
Me not go
beg no bread.
Do it!
Happy Mommy Daddy-o!
Praise God. I hope you've enjoyed our evening gospel banner. On Friday morning, I'm going to be covering the annual caravan or brunch that's taking place at the Malvern Methodist Church in Scarborough, Ontario. So we'll have some updates and some pictures for you for next Wednesday's show. Also, don't forget, next Wednesday we have Promise, Making a Change. We've got lots of information from him. Don't forget to check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications for all the international events happening around the world, and I mean literally around the world. We've covered several continents. We've even got something from Italy and a couple other places around the world, okay? Now, don't forget you can always email us. We're going to have our continued discussion on why men don't go to church and why is the church full of women? Because inquiring minds want to know. And we also have Brother Jackson, who's going to be coming on with his book in a couple weeks to give us some information about some of the struggles that he had to go through while in the church and being a man in the church. Amen? Praise God. But also wanted to give you a heads up. Steve Harvey is coming to Toronto and various parts of Canada. I will give you more details. It's already posted on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook. So you want to check out some of that information. And the reason I say that is because we are in talks right now and communicating with Steve Harvey's people because he may be coming soon on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Now, we have some more things taking place over the next few weeks, but we definitely want you to remember to stay safe and keep posted with us, and we are going to be changing some of our format. Yes, I said if you notice something different, let me know. And so we got feedback from some people, amen, but I know you guys didn't catch on, and I'm going to slip it in between, and you'll figure it out eventually. But in the meantime, I want to keep some more music flowing for a little bit, so definitely make sure you tune in. We'll be right back, and we've got some more updates for you here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, live and direct. This is Never Dissed a Man by my man Sanchez.
Time is precious. You've got to have the heart of a lion. could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your head, my brother. Be concerned, my sister. And by your works you should surely be paid.
Cause you know. over. Amen. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. Jesus, take over me. I'm the guy missing it. Oh, 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 eh, eh, oh, 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 eh, eh.
sound going and fog up the place.
We'll be right back.
Amen. I hope you enjoyed all that extra music. I did it on purpose, and I'm in here dancing up in the studio tonight. But we've got to go. God bless you. God keep you. And God be with you until we meet again. We look forward to hearing from you. Good night, and God bless. Remember, you are blessed.
Such a blessing. Father, God blessing. One more blessing. Adopt the blessing. Adopt the blessing. Them can't stop me. I am blessed. Try stop me, me fly past them straight. One for them a wicked, so what them in a race. You know them one back silly little foot from me plate. But I got over devil a help with them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. Every day of my life I am blessed.
God bless me up. Watch over me. So when the wicked rise, judgment for them. For 10 years, me I make it. Someday I had to sit down, but me a tour. Hands up from you, now bow stand. Well, I make me big up me friend them. Live up your rhythm, it have a place. Irish auntie, no worry, everything straight. See?
I am blessed.
One bad mind, God knows me. Me love woman, me father him. That's why me born. And enough of them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. Only for them a wicked, so what them in a race. You know them one back silly little foot from me plate. But I got over devil a help with them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning.
I'm
the smile.